This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The U.S. and allies say that they're now imposing costs on Russia for invading Ukraine, but they're also facing criticism for not acting sooner and more aggressively. More from AP correspondent Sagar Magani.
At the White House,
I'm announcing the first tranche of sanctions.
And in London,
the first barrage.
President Biden and British Prime Minister Boris Johnson say they're going after Vladimir Putin's government and wealthy Russians. The European Union earlier announced its own punishments. The University of Nottingham's Tyler Custera says Moscow needs to face serious consequences.
These are slaps on the wrist.
GOP Senator Lindsey Graham says the U.S. sanctions should have come much sooner as an invasion deterrent. Instead, the Biden administration carried out the folly of trying to reason with Putin and misjudged him.
About as badly as anyone since the world misjudged Hitler.
Sagar Magani.
And Japan's prime minister also announced sanctions targeting Russia and two separatist Ukrainian regions recognized as independent by Russian President Vladimir Putin, joining an international effort seeking to pressure Russia to return to diplomatic negotiations and solutions. The prime minister, Fumio Kishida, said Wednesday that his government will ban new issuance and distribution of Russian government bonds in Japan in response to the actions Russia has been taking in Ukraine. He said Japan will also suspend visa issuance to the people linked to the two Ukrainian rebel regions and freeze their assets in Japan and will ban trade with the two areas. Kishida repeated his strong condemnation of Russia for violating Ukrainian sovereignty and territorial integrity as well as international law. This is VOA News. The number of new coronavirus cases around the world fell 21% within the last week alone. That marks the third consecutive week that COVID-19 cases have dropped, according to the World Health Organization on Tuesday. In the UN Health Agency's weekly pandemic report, WHO said there were more than 12 million new coronavirus infections last week. The number of new COVID-19 deaths fell 8% to about 67,000 worldwide, the first time that weekly deaths have fallen since early January. The Western Pacific was the only region that saw an increase in COVID-19 cases with 29% jump, while the number of infections elsewhere dropped significantly. The number of new deaths also rose in the Western Pacific and Africa, while falling everywhere else. The highest number of new COVID-19 cases were seen in Russia, Germany, Brazil, and U.S., and South Korea. European Union member countries agree they should further facilitate tourist travel and to the 27-nation bloc for people who are vaccinated against the coronavirus or have recovered from COVID-19. The European Council is recommending that EU nations next month lift all testing and quarantine requirements for people who received vaccines authorized in the EU or approved by the World Health Organization. The non-binding guidance approved on Tuesday would apply to individuals who received the last dose of their primary vaccination series at least 14 days and no more than 270 days before arrival, or have received a booster dose, people who recovered from COVID-19 within 180 days of travel also would be eligible. A U.S. official says the Pentagon is likely to approve 700 to 800 unarmed National Guard troops in response to requests for assistance by the District of Columbia and the U.S. Capitol Police ahead of planned truck convoys. The official spoke on condition of anonymity, saying no final decisions have been made. The truckers want to pressure the government to end pandemic restrictions. The Pentagon Press Secretary John Kirby said the requests are for personnel to provide traffic control in and around the city and to be ready in case of disruptions. He said, too, that no decisions about sending the requested troops has been made as of yet. There's more at voanews.com via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.